Dreaming portion of mind, sleeping portion of mind is not under our control. That which is our cultivated bias is waking state of mind. Our entire educational system helps us in utilizing that portion of mind which functions during waking state. In whole Om, A-U-M, this whole universe is Om, according to this Upanishad. The first is A-U-A, it means A. Our education is trying to grab that part of mind which functions during waking state, which is conditioned by past, present and future, which does not know what now is, which does not know what now means, how to attain now, how to be in now, how to live in now. We can spell the word now, we do not know what it is. So dreaming state, sleeping states, the portion of mind used in dreaming state, sleeping state is not known to us. These states of consciousness are also not known to us. So we know very little about ourselves. We like to hurt others because we are brute. We do not know ourselves. That's why we do not understand that there is only one truth everywhere. Then you will consciously not hurt others. Not harm, injure others, not kill others. In this Upanishad, A represents waking state, U, dreaming state, M, sleeping state. But there is a silent state which is called Tureya, the fourth state. It's like the top of the mountain from where you can see up, here, there, down and everywhere. From where you can see what is dreaming like, where you allow dreams to come. You will see how dreams are being formulated. What you call dream, how such dreams are formulated. Very interesting. You can watch your dreaming states. You can even watch your sleeping state and yet remain fully awake. You are in deep sleep, yet you can remain fully awake. That way, if you are able to do it consciously, it is called sleepless sleep.